May 17, the race. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Have you ever been cheered on in a race? We have a great cloud of witnesses, from Abel to Abraham, giving us every encouragement to finish this race of life. They did it, and they know we can too. In our race, there are no winners and losers, no first, no second, and third. The goal is to finish, and to do it well. The writer gives three instructions. 1. Get rid of everything that will slow you down. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. We don't want any unnecessary weight. Runners wear the minimum they need to run their best. All kinds of emotional entanglements limit our speed. Resentment, oversensitivity, greed, unthankfulness, hard-heartedness, wrong ambitions, anger, sexual impurity, the list could go on and on. You know what they are in your life, and the sin that so easily entangles is whatever area of sin the devil has us specifically caught up on. Throw them off. Let go of them. They slow you down. 2. Be prepared for the long haul. This is not a short race. It will take enormous perseverance. I hope you're ready for that. It's not first out of the blocks, but who finishes that matters. Don't worry that others run past you. Just make sure you're there to cross the finishing line. Use the spiritual disciplines of reading and applying the Bible, praying, and being actively involved in a local church. These are just a few of the disciplines you can apply to your life. 3. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll be waiting at the end of the race to give you all of heaven's congratulations. Jesus ran his race for you. He ran his race for all of us. He pioneered the way. We have to follow his steps. Think about his race. It puts ours into perspective, doesn't it? What kept him going? What helped him endure the cross, the torturous crucifixion, the excruciating and agonizing death? He was buoyed along by the desire to bring the Father's saving plan to completion. He knew what awaited him on the other side of the cross. He knew he would be exalted to the Father's right hand and declared king over the universe, as in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. You might feel like you're in the middle of your race and it's tough going. Think of the one who blazed the trail. Think of what he went through. Then pick yourself up and keep running.